Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communications is MTE's internet company serving homes and businesses across the mid-state with super fast and 99.99% reliable fiber internet service. That's pretty reliable, I'd say. Find out more at mte.com/internet. It's time to talk about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County, and joining us here this morning is Michelle Clifford and maybe a special guest. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, I'm good, Brian. How are you?
Doing really good. Doing good. Stressing out over computers, but who doesn't in these days and times, right?
I know, but I'm glad you got to work. You have a lot of fun and exciting stuff to talk about this morning.
I know.
So I'm glad that it worked out.
I know. Steak and burgers got to be first and foremost. Do you eat, sleep, and, you know, drink steak and burger?
I do. I dream about it, honestly. I do, and the closer it gets, the more I dream about it, and the more vivid they could become. But I'm really excited. Steak and Burger is going to be so fun this year. It's coming up in July this year. It's our largest fundraising event, and we have Jeff Foxworthy coming to do his stand-up set for us this year at the event, and it's going to be hilarious.
Well, I know that, I guess what, it's been 6 weeks or so that cat got out of the bag?
Mm-hmm. It has been, and it has. Oh, I don't like keeping secrets, so I'm always excited when it's out and I can talk and talk all about it, because I find myself slipping up almost a lot of times. So I'm excited to be sharing that with the community and excited for the evening to come, because it's just going to be fun to just go with your friends and laugh and have a good time and relax. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking forward to Steak and Burger, and so kind of tell us how it works. It's not like you just buy a ticket to Steak and Burger, right? I mean, it's kind of a different model that you have for folks who attend. Maybe kind of talk to us about that.
Sure. So we sell sponsorships to the event. And so those sponsorships are tables of 10, and they range in price from $27.50 up. And so you could, you know, go in with 10 friends if you wanted to do it that way. We have worked with people in the past who might only want half a table, and we'll pair them with someone else who wants the other half. So we'll be creative and work with them. But it's an evening. We hold it at MTSU at their student union building in their ballroom. It is so nice in there, and they handle everything so professionally. It's wonderful. And we have a live auction. We have a silent auction. We play some little games with the crowds that are fun ways to just laugh and have fun, but fun ways to give as well at the same time. And we have dinner, and it's delicious, and we do it family style because it's very a relaxed, laid-back environment. And then we have the entertainment come out, and Jeff Foxworthy is going to come out and entertain us this, that evening and tell jokes and do his set. And and just, again, super laid back and fun, and a great way to support the Boys and Girls Club and have a really fun night out at the same time.
So now, what day of the week is this on?
It's July 16th. It's a Tuesday.
Okay. Very
good. July
16th. And for folks who may be thinking, you know, that listen to the show and heard us, and it's like, didn't we just recently talk about Steak and Burger? You're kind of getting back on your pre-COVID track of having this event in the summertime.
That's right. You're exactly right. COVID kind of threw us all off in our timing. I think it did, like everybody. So I know it does seem like we just talked about it, because we did. But we're back in our summer timing, and we love it in the summer. And at MTSU, it works out so great. So it is kind of a little bit close to the last one, but we're back to our normal timing, hopefully, after COVID.
Well, are there tables still left available? I'm sure the last time we talked, he said that they were going fast.
They are going fast. We only have a specific amount in each sponsorship level that we can sell. And so some of our sponsorship levels are sold out already. So there are some tables still available. It's just specific sponsorship level amounts that are still available. And you can visit our website, BGCRC, Boys Girls Clubs Rutherford County .net, to get all sponsorship information and get all the information there.
Good stuff. And if you haven't been over to MTSU. That's where you have the event, and it's always a good time.
It's always a good time. They have all the space, all the technology we need, because we do a really fun live and silent auction. Our silent auction is all done digitally. You don't write your bid down, which also makes it fun, as you don't have to be present to bid. We'll put the link out a few days before the event, and anybody can bid on the items and see what we have. And we work really hard on our auction. Beth heads that up and works so hard and tries to come up with items that are different that you wouldn't see anywhere, items that you can't just go out and buy, maybe experiences that you can't buy, and just tries to make it unique. And what would we want? She and I will sit down. What would we want? What would we want to do? What we'll ask people the same thing. And then we'll go out and actively try and find stuff like that to make it a really good auction. And our live auction is a lot of fun as well. And so it is not your typical event where you just kind of sit and it's the next person comes up to speak, the next person. It is interactive. Our auctioneer is interactive in the crowd, playing games, having people come up on stage. You will laugh till your cheeks hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Before Foxworthy even comes out. So it is a high energy, fun evening. And you'll leave and be like, it's over already. And I'm so excited. And then you'll be so tired because you've laughed and had so much fun for, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Sounds like it's going to be a great event. And, you know, if you had to kind of pinpoint, you only have just a very short time to get the tables if you're going to actually go. I mean, they're going to go quick.
They are going to go quick. We only have a handful left. And again, only in specific sponsorship levels that we have still available. So they are going to go quick. I do expect to sell out. We've sold out the past several years. So yeah, visit our website for information. Call the club, 615-890-2582. Everyone could get you information there as well.
Michelle Clifford joining us from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And I wanted to also, you kind of gave me a couple of things to talk about, and I find this one very interesting. You're actually partnering with MTSU's football team. Tell me about that.
We are. This is one of my favorite things, I think, that we've ever done, and I'm so excited about it. Coach Mason from MTSU, you know, recently came to MTSU and reached out to us. He is a former Boys and Girls Club member. He grew up in a club where he's from in Arizona. And so it has his heart, the Boys and Girls Club does. He knows how it affected his life. And so he reached out to us, and he came and toured our club. He is one of the most genuine people I've ever met. But his dream is for his student athletes to be involved in the community. He wants them to have a great college experience, a great athletic experience, but also understand community. And so they have partnered with us, and we've had two, we call them True Blue Fridays. And the football players who want to come out and volunteer at the club with the kids. And Coach Mason has come. We didn't know he was coming, but he has come both Fridays that we've had as well. And they come and they high-five the kids as they're getting off the bus. And the first time they were there, the kids like were losing their mind, asking for autographs. It was really cute. But now they're starting to get to know the boys who come, and the student athletes will stay and play basketball with the boys. They'll go out, or the kids will go outside and play, throw football. They'll color with them. It's really whatever the student athletes feel most comfortable doing and how they connect with the kids, mm-hmm. with our members. And same with Coach Mason. He sat down last Friday and ate dinner with our kids, because we serve dinner every night, and they stay for a while. And so it has been really fun to watch this partnership grow, and this partnership with Coach Mason and what he is working towards with his student athletes in the community is really special. And we're continuing to explore ways to expand our partnership with the football team. I believe they will be volunteering at our Steak and Burger event. If you attend, I think it will be a student athlete from the football team that registers you at our event. So just more ways we can partner together and be involved. And it has been really energizing to watch them come and this partnership grow.
That's very cool. The MTSU football team is, I mean, these have to be, the kids just really have to look up to these, you know, big Goliaths that come in and just, they probably are really enjoying that.
They are superstars to them when the football players come in. And again, asking for autographs, but it's just sweet to watch these relationships form as the student athletes continue to come back and the football players come back and get to know some kids. And those are club members now wait on Fridays. Are they coming? Are they coming? Am I going to get to see them again? You know, they're forming their relationships with the ones that they kind of mesh with. And it's very sweet. And it's all volunteer based. Coach Mason does not require them to come. And so they are choosing to come on their Friday afternoons and spend time with our youth. And it's so just, again, it's nice to watch it organically happen and these relationships happen. And then Coach Mason, again, was very generous. They hold a football camp for youth in the summer, and he saved 10 spots for our club members to come to that will go to their football camp this summer. And again, probably see some of the boys, the student athletes that they've gotten to know.
Yeah.
And just continue that partnership. So it's really special. I'm excited to watch this grow. I'm grateful to Coach Mason. But again, he's a Boys and Girls Club alumni, and this is just close to his heart.
Sure. Well, once a Boys and Girls Club member, always, right? Isn't that what we hear?
That's true. You are. Once you're one, you're always one, doesn't matter how old you are. And so we're really enjoying it and appreciate his support.
Well, Michelle, it's been fun catching up. We'll do it again next time.
Sounds good, Brian. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Michelle Clifford joining us from the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And if you missed part of the show, you can check the podcast at WGNSradio.com. Have a great day, everybody.